can have your seat in the presence of the Lord. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumph of his grace. And there's that popular song, praise song that we normally sing. If I have a thousand tongues, they are not enough to thank you. So, the theme is forget not all his benefits. That Bible passage we read, verse 2. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So, God loves to bless us, brethren. But when we are overwhelmed with a difficult situation like challenging relationship, or hurt, or a pandemic that is going on now, it can be easy to overlook his blessings. Sometimes the problem seems to make us forget God's goodness and all the good things that we have been given. We can even become ungrateful, always wanting the next thing and not thanking God for the blessings he has already given us. In Psalm 103, that passage that we read, the psalmist says, shows us how to overcome an ungrateful attitude by cultivating a spirit of thanksgiving. It reminds us that thanksgiving and thanking go hand in hand. And that thinking, if you do not think, you cannot thank God. You know, there is an adage in Yoruba that someone who can think deeply will be a grateful person. And this is very true. When we remember what God has done for us, we can't help but worship him. And the psalmist, Prophet David, or King David, encourages us to do three things. Number one, think about what God has given you. His forgiveness, healing, protection, redemption, love, and compassion. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. When you think about all those things, you will never forget the benefits of the Lord. Number two, think about what God has given us. The punishment which our sins deserves, which was taken away from us. Verses 8 to 12. Number three, think about what God is going to give us. And when we don't think we've got anything to be thankful of, when we do not think. So we can still praise him for who he is. Even if you forget his benefits, you look at your life, it's quite that he has not added anything to you. Okay? Even if you look at it and say, okay, well, this sickness is taking toll on me. I don't have money. And everything is still the way we are. Think of who God is. That's what David is telling us. And for that, praise him. But let me sound a note of warning. Thankfulness is a choice. Even when we've got a whole load of problems to deal with, we cannot forget the blessing and good things that God gives us and promises to give us in the future. So it's a choice. Just like Moses, you know, delivering the message of God to the Israelites. Said, if you do this, you get this. If you do this, you get this. Said, but God is telling me, this is life, this is death. But do what? God is advising. Choose what? Choose life. When we thank God, we choose life. And I pray it shall be well with us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we must cultivate the habit of starting the day by thanking God. Even if it's just one thing. And that one thing is that I slept and I woke up. Many people will sleep and they will never wake up. Even if that is alone. But there are so many other things to thank God for. Try and think of a different thing each day. And this one will help us in being grateful to the Lord. When we get to him, I want us to look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Psalm 136 verse 1. And then all these psalms that we have read, Psalm 103 verses 1 to 22. I want you to look at this. You know, just take note of this in your notes. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Psalm 136 verse 1. And Psalm 103, everything that we have read in that psalm. Just get back home and look at it. Think deeply. And you will know that there is the need to do what? To thank God. And that's what we'll be doing this morning. We want to thank God. But before we do that, in whatever position you think you can take, whether you want to stand up or you want to sit down or you want to kneel down, I want you to thank God for what you have been given. Thank God for that thing that God has given you. Remember, he has given you life. He has given you children. He has given you marriage. He gives you money. He puts food on your table. You are not running helter-skelter for food. Thank him for those things that he has given to you. Thank him deeply. Number two, thank God for those things that he has not given you. Because there are, at times we pray amiss. And God will look at you and he will not give. And it's for your benefit that he has not given those things. Like I always say, three ways God will answer a prayer. Instantly God will say yes. Number two, God will say no. Finally, God can say wait. And I've given you various examples of this in my life. When I nearly came out of college, in as much as I love cars, I was praying, I need a car. I need a car. It must come by all means. And I pray and pray. I told her I planned it that maximally by 22, I must be riding my car all over Lagos. That car did not come until I was 34. 12 solid years. Did God not answer that prayer? He answered it. But that time he was telling me, wait. If I have gotten that car that time, I may not be alive right now. Father, thank you for what you have not given me. And finally say, Father, thank you for what you are going to give me. God is going to make you to meet people who will change your life. God is going to bring opportunities your way. God is going to give you long life and prosperity. God is going to give you joy. No matter your position now, God is going to change it for the better. So thank God for what he's going to give you. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We appreciate you for what you have done. We appreciate you for your word this morning. We thank you for what you have done for us. If we are to have 10,000 tongues, they are not enough to worship you. We thank you, O Lord, for those things you have said no to in our lives. When we came to you, we presented our needs before you said, no, I'm not giving you this. Because you know the best. You know us from the beginning. You are the one who created us. You are our potter. We are just the clay. And so you have identified us. You know that, no, this gift cannot come to you now. And you have asked us to wait. And in every area where we are waiting on you, O Lord, hear our prayers this morning, Lord. Hear our voice, Lord, this morning. Father, more than 5 months ago, we gathered like this. And yet, you still made it possible for us to gather again. Something we think it is no more possible this year. Father, thank you, Lord. We are thanking you because we are not going to be victims of this pandemic. For us and for our household, we will not be victims of this pandemic. In the mighty name of Jesus. At the end of the day, O Lord, we shall have cause to glorify your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today is a Thanksgiving day. Every day is a Thanksgiving day. But today we want to dance. We want to show God that we are appreciative of what we did in our life. And because we don't want to waste time, our offering, as we package them together, let it contain the Thanksgiving offering once and, you know, as well. And so, it's not a short Thanksgiving. We have close to 15 solid minutes. You want to dance, even if you are just standing where you are, because of the issue of social distancing. Show appreciation. Dance. As the choir gives us danceable songs. Even after the offering has been taken, we have dropped your offering by offering and Thanksgiving offering and everything. Keep on dancing. That's what we have come to do here this morning. That's why the word is very short and we are not wasting any time. If you are to take testimonies, I know we will not be able to do it within the time limit. But don't worry, opportunity is still coming for Thanksgiving. Opportunity will still come for testimonies. I pray we will all cross over into 2021 in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm sure by that time, this pandemic will have gone. All the so-called ban on gathering will have disappeared. Amen. If possible, the vaccines will have been found. And we won't fear anything anymore. By that time, then we can stand and give testimonies and then talk and then do as we like. But today, let's do it according to the law and it shall be well with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's package our offering. Once you get your offering, I want you to raise it to the Lord. Put your thanksgiving, everything inside. For those of us at home, you can give your offering on RCCG House H of G. Sorry. RCCGHofG.org, as we normally do. And then you just go to icon, give, or donate, and then you follow the instructions. If you are giving your offering online, raise up your phone, because that's what I'm doing. My own is online. I don't have cash. So if you have your cash, you can raise up your envelope. And I want you to prophesy into that offering. Prophesy. Prophesy into that offering. The church, the physical church, or the building, I won't say the church, the building was closed down. Said nobody should gather. And we are unable to gather for 5 months. A lot of things happened during that 5 months. A lot of water passed underneath the bridge during that 5 months. During that 5 months, we did not beg for bread. During that 5 months, we were not called upon to come and do a foreigner service. During that 5 months, they didn't see you at work and say, stop coming. We don't need you anymore. You have gone through some pains, but God brought you out. Your pastor is a testimony. The church was not called upon to begin to set up committee on how to conduct a burial ceremony, a burial service, funeral service. I want us to thank God for this. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. And send that offering a message. Send that offering a message. For me and my household, I shall worship you all the days of my life. I prophesy that I shall not die but live to declare the good works of the Lord. My loved ones will not die. Finally, I shall not be put to shame. The enemy will not succeed in putting me to shame. At the place of my work, I shall not be put to shame. In my family, I shall not be put to shame. At home, I will not be put to shame. In my secular life, I shall not be put to shame. Brethren, talk to God. Ask God to accept your offering this morning. Ask God to accept your offering. Let it be used for your glory. Thank you, my Father. Lord, by this time next week, we shall be more than this. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's dance as we drop our offering. Let's dance. Good songs. It shall be well with you.
Hallelujah. Shall we rise? Shall we rise? Let's give our offering with a heart of rejoicing. Amen. Oluwa Otobi. Otobi Otobi.
Oluwa.
Oluwa Otobi. Otobi. Oh, Toby.
Let's be honest. Are you tired? I want you to just thank God. Just thank God for what He has done for you. Just bless Him that you are part of this program today. When we look at what God has done for us, even if you have 10,000 tongues, they're not enough. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing, my great Redeemer's praise. Our God has shown that indeed He is kind to His children. Bless the name of the Lord that despite and in spite of all the shootings going on, you have not been a victim. None of the people has been a victim. It is the grace of God. It is not because we live in a protected area. No. The Bible says, 1,000 shall fall by your side, and 10,000 by your right hand. None shall come near your side. None shall come near you. You will only see this thing with your eyes. And that has been the promise of God that He has kept. Our God is faithful. What a beautiful, what a faithful God. We bless you. Thank you, my God. Glory, 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 glory. Honor, 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 honor to you, Lord. Thank Him for a solid foundation. The name of the Lord is an impregnable, solid, and trustworthy foundation. I pray that the name of the Lord will protect you. The name of the Lord will defend you. The name of the Lord will establish you. Now and all the days of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous journey into it and they are saved. As you go this week, you shall be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anything you touch will turn to gold. Because you came to give thanksgiving this morning. Ah. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against you shall prosper. Because you came this morning, heaven shall be opened widely upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you came this morning to thank the Lord, you reflected over what He has done for you. And because you have reasons to thank Him, you will continually have reasons to thank God in the mighty name of Jesus. As you drive on the street, accident will not be your portion. As you sleep at home, accident will not be your portion. As you walk along the road, as evil will be far away from you. When you go in, you will have peace. When you come in, you will have peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will uphold you. The Lord will stand for you. Favor and mercy of the Lord will follow you wherever you go. His goodness and mercy shall never depart from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you have given thanksgiving today, the Lord will remember every of your sacrifices and bless you for it. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.